Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com.
Hello, hello everyone. Suzanne Knabe-Nicol here from Police Science Doctor with your weekly dose of police science in the form of snippets. So I go through academic research findings on anything related to police science, investigative psychology, evidence-based policing, and all the related fields to see if there's anything that I can find and extract that's practical, that's something you can put into use straight away that can be applied by practitioners such as yourselves. I then talk about these on these live streams here on social media, and I send them straight into your inbox with the link to the original research so you can do a little bit more reading if your access allows to read the whole article, or if you can only see the abstract, which should be a good summary of the research. And you can be on that email distribution list. It's free to join and spam free. You just Google Police Science, go to the website Police Science Doctor, which is Police Science DR, and enter your details into the form that pops up. So I've got your email address and I can add you to those mail outs every Tuesday. So for this week, the first snippet is about police feedback. Research has found that it is vital for police leaders to actively solicit critical information from all their followers to signal them that this behavior is accepted and welcomed. It was found that leaders who solicit negative feedback or constructive feedback from their followers in turn increase their followers' negative feedback seeking as a consequence. So if police leaders ask for constructive, or they call it negative feedback, that empowers and motivates those who then follow them to also seek that feedback. And hopefully that should then create a loop of development and improvement. The second snippet for this week is about body-worn video in prison. A randomized controlled trial, so that's the highest and most robust way of conducting research that can actually identify a cause and an effect. About body-worn video in prisons, found that a 40% decrease in control methods was the outcome, such as physical controls, restraints, and weapons, and also residents' resistance levels dropped. And these are passive, active, or aggressive resistance levels in the months that they were using body-worn video. The researchers also found 37% and 52% reductions in the use of physical controls, 37% by deputies, and the occurrence of resident active resistance, 52% reduction respectively. So it creates much, much better interactions and reduces violence and the use of force in prisons if the prison officers are wearing body-worn videos, such as police officers already do. And the last snippet for this week is about socioeconomic factors and violence. Violent crime was found to be related mainly to income inequality and lower academic achievement in the community. Race was unrelated to violent crime after controlling for other factors. Police shootings were found to be related to community-level mental health concerns, food insecurity, and the municipality's violent crime rate. So I thought this was really interesting because we have we have statements such as, oh, this particular group is overrepresented in prison. That must be because the system is inherently and systematically racist. That is one option. Another option is that particular groups offend more. But is that because they're part of specific ethnic backgrounds, or is it because they're more likely to find themselves in socioeconomically deprived situations? So we need to unpack these findings and then try and work with them. And it's very encouraging to have this kind of research because it contradicts racists perhaps, who say that, oh, you know, this particular group of this particular ethnicity is more likely to offend. Well, actually, no, it's not. The people who are more likely to offend are those in those specific circumstances. If it then happens that specific groups find themselves more in those circumstances, well, let's do something about that. Let's do something about everyone who finds themselves in those circumstances. So it's important to have this kind of research and act on it. So if you're going to ActoNet somehow on any of those snippets, please let me know how you're planning to do that. And what I forgot to mention is if you are on the email list and you're getting these snippets delivered to you, you're also getting the password access for access of the read page. There's a watch page, learn, listen, and read on the Police Science Doctor website. The read page is password protected. And you will get access to that when you join the email list. On there, you can download all the previous snippets. So there's 172 PDFs on that page now that you can download with three snippets each if you want to build up yourself a little library of research findings that are relevant to your role. And not everything that I talk about on a weekly basis here will be relevant because you guys have so many different roles and jobs that you do and functions. But, oh, and I forgot to show you the banner. So this is the banner that I was supposed to have on from the beginning of this broadcast, but I didn't. Okay, never mind. So these are the three things that I presented to you today. And I'll see you again next week. And I hope that you stay well until then. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful. You can get access to each episode's transcript with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.